Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Dr. Kelly. Glad to be back. It's we took August off, and now we're back into our fall programming, and I'm happy about that. I've missed you.
Yeah, it's not like you haven't talked to me.
I know. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to connect again with our audience and some of our students and other folks. So this is good to be back.
All right. So we're starting a new month here, and we've got some interesting stuff to share with you tonight. Before we get into that, we'll also welcome Michael Kelly. He's manning the phones. We'll take your calls. And we'll get into that in just a second, too. Let me get the preliminaries out of the way. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We run a couple of schools, the Metaphysics Institute, .org, where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics. We also operate ICHS, the International College of Metaphysical Humanism, or I should say Humanistic Science. I get those all confused now because I've been off for a month. Anyway, if you want a standalone course or a certification program, you can visit that school. That's ICHSworld.org. The profession of beliefs, as we usually do, the spiritual philosophy of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are, therefore, equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, as well as more info on the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the topic of finding your inner oracle. Now, just to define oracle is what? Somebody who makes pronouncements, who offers wisdoms, sometimes mystical related. And since our curriculum involves looking within yourself for the answers, that's kind of the theme for tonight, finding your inner oracle, finding that wisdom that you have within. We intuitively often, maybe even always, it could be argued, know the direction to go. But so often we ignore that little voice inside, that gut feeling, that hunch. We ignore that voice and we don't listen because we're unsure of ourselves. Maybe our self-esteem is a bit low. Maybe we have them esteem where we only feel validated when other people think we're doing the right thing, rather than self-esteem, which is internal validation and expectations. So tonight is about finding your inner oracle. It's about listening to that voice, and it's about tools that will help you to find that inner voice. And so what we've done, did we announce this on the last show?
Well, I think we might have, but this is a great place to inject that IMHS and ISOMH has their own oracle cards now, based on all of the whole body of work, actually, that Dr. Kelly has built over a number of years. You know, we're really devoted, and Dr. Kelly just stringently, I mean, many, many hours went into the development of, think of a tarot deck, only this is actually our own inner oracle deck. So 5 suits were developed, and again, it was developed because it started out with 4, and then it's like, wow, we got more than that. So there are 5 suits, and each with 9 cards. And each has each suit, we're going to describe that as we go, but within those suits is an essence or an experience that everybody can relate to. So we developed also the layouts, positioning, and we have a brand new, this is Dr. Kelly's, a brand new triquetra layout, which is based on a triangle. So we're going to explain that tonight too. So part of how to introduce this, you know, it's kind of twofold this evening, is not only to introduce you to, you know, tapping into your own intuition, but also to introduce these cards as a tool. And it's a unique, original tool that you'll not find anywhere else, I might add. And they're beautiful. I'm so in love with these cards. I'm very excited that they're now ready. People can buy them. We have them in the store. So tonight we're introducing them, and we're giving some readings this evening.
Yes, yeah, speaking of which, if you would like to have a quick reading, you can do it one of two ways. You can call in. The number is there on your screen, 714-459-3973. You will get Michael Kelly. He will get your name and maybe even your city, and you'll go on hold and listen to the program until we can get you in the queue. That's one way. You can also mention it in the chat room if you're listening live. Either one of these, of course, you got to be a live listener. So you can also request it in the chat room. And if you do, give us at least your first name if you've got a different handle that you're using for Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, so if you want this, we don't have a ton of time tonight, so if you want one, you know, call in, mention it in the chat room, and we'll get on it. So let's give a quick overview of these cards briefly. There, as Dr. Hunter said, there are 5 suits. The 5 suits are Life Leadership Paragon. If you're a student at IMHS, where you understand some of our teachings, you understand what the Life Leadership Paragon is. We've had a bunch of shows on it. It is a model of excellence. That's what paragon means. And it encompasses 4 elements. 3 elements that actually combine to create the 4th. The 3 elements are self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and these combine synergistically to create self-completeness. Synergy means that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So when you get these 3 elements together, then they create this self-completeness. So that's the first suit, is Life Leadership Paragon. There's 9 cards in it. The second suit is Existential. The third is Spirituality. The fourth is service to self and others. And the fifth is life skills. We actually added a sixth suit, which is wild cards, sort of.
Yes.
They're kind of, it's not so much a suit. It is, but it's not, sort of, but not really. But core, kind of like, they're wild cards. So there's nine
wild
of those
cards.
Two.
Yeah.
There's a
so
total of 54 cards in this deck. If you're interested in purchasing one, they're $30 plus shipping. You can buy them at metaphysicalhumanism.org/store. You can also just find the link to the store on the website. But they're there.
I'm sorry I made that little error there. I knew there was, 54 cards, but I neglected the wild cards.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Wild card. That was the last edition.
We
just needed something to get these going. And along with the cards, you get a book that we wrote that's got five spreads in it. One of them is the Life Leadership Paragon or Trikitra spread, which is unique. There's also another one called the Pathways spread, which these follow the symbols in our logo. And then there's the Mind, Body, Spirit spread. There's Dr. Hunter's three-card spread. And then you can just use, and she'll probably mention this, a card a day, thought for the day. Go ahead.
So for this evening, I think what we'll do is just stick to three cards, and which would be reflective of the present situation, the energy unfolding, and the best possible outcome. Now, again, it's all very subjective. These cards are very subjective, but Dr. Kelly's going to draw, the cards and read what the description is for each of those cards, and then I'll do my best to fill in and do a bit of an interpretive. But understand, when you're reading for yourself, you're going to have your own take on it. And when you're using these cards, let's say with a client, then you're going to have something interactive. So for the sake of tonight, just be patient with us. And Dr. Dan Jablonski is in the chat room, Dr. Kelly, and he has expressed that, I know that Dr. Dan has a lot of stuff going on, a lot of changes in his life right now, really good changes. So he's expressed that he would certainly like some insights. So if you don't mind, putting your hand over those cards found out and choosing three cards, we're just going to...
Specifically for Dr. Dan. All right, I've got the first card. I've got the second card, and I've got the third, all with him in mind.
I might just add to people, I recommend that you do not look at any of your cards while you're drawing them. They're always face down. The reason being is that in the unconscious mind, we trigger a different pathway if we have a visual we're already looking at. So always keep your mind really clean and just pick your cards and then turn them over. So the first card would represent the present energy, the energy that's in your present life. So what is that card and what does it say?
First card is in the life skills suit. It says inspiration, motivation.
Exciting.
Now, let me read the guidebook. That's card number 45. Let me read the guidebook information for it. That might give you some ideas. The guidebook says, inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Oh, I don't need to add anything to that, I don't think. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, it seems like you wrote most of it.
What's the next card?
The next card, number two, is in the service to self and others suit, card number 29, pay it forward.
Ah, that's so we have inspiration in the present and now the pay it forward in the energy unfolding. That's really, really interesting. It's kind of telling a story already to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to read the...
Yes, please.
Guidebook, card 29, pay it forward. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others. even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward right now?
I'm just going to say right now, I don't have to add anything. I just like to go right to the best possible outcome, the third card.
Okay, third card. It is in the Life Leadership Paragon suit, self-completeness. The action statement is balance and order.
So balance and order is what is... So if we think of this telling a story, in the moment you're being inspired, it's go forward with that, you know, generous kind of heart and that, well, you know, that it kind of a just... I want to say philanthropy in a way. I'm just keep going, and balance is the outcome. That's what you would achieve. So this is the story of present, the energy unfolding, and what you can expect from it. So I know you're ready to read that, Doug.
Card number 8, balance and order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present where it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, once order and balance are restored to the Life Leadership Paragon areas of self-acceptance, respect for free will and self-responsibility, self-completeness and success will ensue.
See, and what I'm sensing from this is that, you know, if you just come from a good place in your heart and you just keep going forward, you're going to find the things that might be out of order so that you do achieve that order. So I say this is a really positive message. And coming back to the moment of inspiration. And so, again, if there's any obstacles, just keep your heart clear. Keep, you know, try to, you know, make sure that you stay things organized, which we know there's so many changes for you, Dr. Dan. Just keep it organized as best you can, and you would be achieving balance and order. I think that's very exciting.
Okay.
So does that, you know, we're not, if Dr. Dan wants to write anything in the chat room, we're right here for you, but good, he feels encouraged. You know, we had Jan up there, Jan, I'm just looking for Jan Davidson.
Uh-huh.
And so if you think Jan Davidson, meditate on it, Doug.
I'm zeroing in with my laser-like concentration.
That's right.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely, I do.
Good answer.
So picking 3 cards, focusing on Jan.
Okay, I'm getting them. 1, 2, and 3. All right.
Okay, and remember again, present situation, the present energy. Card
number 9, Life Leadership Paragon suit, self-completeness. The action statement is empowerment.
Wow.
And you probably want to know what that reads.
Yes,
want to comment first.
No, you go
from
ahead.
The guidebook, the comment is, taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, ranging from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
I'm hoping that maybe Jan can relate to that. I think it's whatever is going on in this moment in your energy space, what she just wrote exactly, so she can relate to it. It's just, hey, you know, gather your forces, gather your spirits, and really empower yourself. So let's move into how the energy is unfolding from you taking, you know, gathering your forces, what you can expect will, you know, start to transpire.
All right, card number 2 in the wild card suit. Ooh. The and you might want to explain this, but on the front of the card, this is on every wild card, the energy at hand is outside the norm, so it's kind of an intensive one, but the action statement on the card is, and then some.
Ooh, okay. I'll let you read that.
All right. And then some. It's wild card number two. Now, just a quick note that the five main suits, the cards are numbered from 1 to 45, and then the wild cards are start the numbering over again, wild card 1 through 9. So this is number two. And then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By so doing, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Now, again, I'm hoping that it's maybe starting to make a little bit of sense to Jan. It's, you know, gather, I would see this as really self-empower. Gather your forces and stretch yourself a little further than you thought you could. In other words, go the extra distance. Like, you're probably a lot more capable than you thought. So this is, now, if we look at the third card, that's really going to give us a new insight about how it will unfold.
All right. And just for those of you who say, what is he typing in the chat room? It's my odd angle at the keyboard. Okay. There was a request for gift wrapping the cards. I'm sorry.
Yes,
we can't do that. But you can get them and gift wrap them yourself. All right.
Yes, you can.
Are we ready for the third card?
Third card for Jan, please.
Third card is in the service to self and others suit, number 36, gratitude.
Wow, good one.
Okay, so the comment is, gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
You know, that to me is a very kind of an intimate message, a spiritually intimate message in a way of, you know, being self-complete, taking yourself beyond what you believed and having and feeling that gratitude. So it's also to receive love, but to also give love. So there's this shift happening for you, Jan. And just go with it. So if you're in the moment of, you know, gee, how do I empower and working on empowerment and learning about self-acceptance and free will and self-responsibility to be more self-complete, absolutely get in your body, put your feet on the ground and go forward, because this is hugely emotional and spiritual. So go for it. I think this is a really profound affirmation for you.
All right, so we've got next on our queue is Gay Cartier, and then we're going to go to the phone lines and do a reading for Dawn.
You know, if I can just inject here,
please.
That Jan has responded in the chat with, yes, very spiritually intimate, and she said, you're right on all your interpretations. Thanks for that feedback, Jan. That was great.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So now we're picking for Gay.
And I am getting really good at shuffling large cards.
Yes.
These are, by the way, these are 3.5 by 5 cards. All right, so I am spreading them. Okay, I'm thinking of Gay.
Tuning in, laser.
For students.
Good.
Okay. Gay. She wants this one. She wants this one. And she wants this one. She told
me. Getting good. You're getting good at this.
Are you off your meds? All right.
Okay, first card.
First card is number 5. It's Life Leadership Paragon Suit, Respect for Free Will. The action statement is Law of Control. I have to. Okay. I'm going to read that. Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, please.
I'm trying to multitask here. because I can, or I'm just crazy. Maybe both.
This is good. Law of control. Law of present control. Energy.
Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
Wow. Let's just move on to the next position, please. That's a really powerful message right there.
Same suit, Life Leadership Paragon, number 7, Self-Mastery. And that one reads, I have to go to that page. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness.
You know, that would be the energy unfolding. So there's something is speaking to your psyche or a situation in your life, Gay, at the moment about, you know, taking that, giving some insight about control, matters of control, and self-mastery, just as Dr. Kelly's just explained. And now the best possible outcome and what you can look forward to as a result of that is number 3.
Number 3 is a wild card. Number 8, it says freedom.
Ah, wow. Isn't that great? Oh, I'm so excited. It is. It's exciting.
Okay, 8, freedom, wild card. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Wow. Gay, I'm just going to leave that one because I think to add anything is going to water it down. I think that that's just a really bold message for you to, you know, to be who you are, because that is ultimate freedom.
You know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just the comments in the chat room, Glenn said, love these cards, such profound cards. And you know, the interesting thing that I'm finding, because, you know, these are brand new. Vicky's got a prototype. Her version right now doesn't include the wild cards. And the current versions are on order, by the way, and on the website in the store where you can order them. It says they will ship on or before September 24th. They're at the printers, and I'm just waiting for them to get done. And hopefully they'll be done within a couple of weeks, and I'll ship them out to anybody who orders them. I just want to let you know that's this time. After that, they'll be in stock. But the interesting thing I wanted to make a comment on is that, you know, the design of these cards is to get you thinking. And I'm sure that, like any critic might point out, you could take any card and benefit from it, and that's the point. But the interesting thing about these cards is that when you are doing it and you focus on your stuff, you will be receive impressions, thoughts that are unique to you. Your unconscious mind is going to bring it. It's a way to get in touch with your higher self and to get you thinking. Will every single card be meaningful and impactful? Maybe not. But you do this a few times, and it's going to give you different perspectives on things. It's like a mastermind group of sorts with yourself. You know, it's brainstorming with you and your higher self. So just want to put that.
Very exciting. You wanted to take a phone call before we go to Robin?
Because
Robin's also asked here.
Yes, and Shirley. Hi, Don. Yeah. You're on the program. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, I'm here. I'm great. How are you? I was switching from Bluetooth to the handset with my iPhone here, so I apologize.
No problem. All right, so you want a reading, right?
That is correct.
Three cards.
Three cards. I'm just going to turn on Dawn.
Yep.
She wants those two, and then This one, okay. First card is wild card, and then some.
Ah, we read that earlier, but we have to read it again.
I shuffled. Okay.
And then some.
And this is the energy of the present moment. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By so doing, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Wow, that's a good one. Let's go to number two. I'm interested now.
Number two, in the service to self and others suit. Number 34, take release ownership. That's number 34.
Wow.
Take or release. And it depends on, you know, it could be either. The comment from the guidebook is ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only that which is yours and releasing the rest.
So let's go to the third one.
Third one is another wild card. It's number eight. Ooh, freedom. Big. Freedom again. Did we already do freedom?
Yes, but we have to read it again because it's in a whole different perspective. And that's what we have to remember, that each time we draw these, and no matter how they come up, read them again because you're going to get a different take. So what we have here for Dawn is, and then some, and then take and release. You know, it's that take, release kind of energy. Make sure you just keep your own stuff, right? And the result is freedom. So we're going to read that again for you.
Says, freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants, within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Can you relate to that, Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to write everything down. But, yeah.
You can listen to this again in the archives.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. Trying to shuffle these things. And, folks, I am fanning these things out in front of me, and I'm just going to different cards. I have no idea. They're all upside face down, so I don't know what they say.
That's really good, Dawn. Thanks for calling in.
I'll put you back on hold
so
you can listen to the program.
Thanks.
Wow. You know, Glennis has just made a comment in the chat room. She said it sounds like spiritual assistance in the development of these cards, as each one that I've heard is so profound. So thanks for saying that, because that is the intention. And I can't tell you how exciting it was to be a part of the development of this project and to see the outcome. I'm just absolutely in love with these cards. So
you can see examples of them too. If you go to metaphysicalhumanism.org/store, you'll see the cards there and you can see a picture of them.
Pictures.
Plus, we have them on some of the websites. You can see them. If you refresh the page, you'll get a different card each time.
Yeah, like your daily reading. You know, we were going to talk about that, what these cards can do too. Everybody's heard about the angel cards, right? But, you know, and people say, okay, pick your angel card for the day. Well, these cards, this is awesome to do that with, is every morning, pick a card. That's your message of the day. You can also go, as Dr. Kelly's just said, go to the website, click on it. You'll get a card to come up for you. Refresh the page and you'll get a new card. So think of it as that's your message. So if you don't have your own cards yet, because you will order, if you don't have your own cards yet, go on the website.
You can order them now. You can pre-order the cards. And, you know, we've already got orders and just waiting for them to arrive, and then we'll ship them out. We ship them out priority mail, so you get them pretty quick. All right, we got two or three more we got to do. Who's next?
Well, I think Robin is next. She was in the
Shirley,
chat.
And then we've got Jules. Okay. So Robin is next. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
I'm focusing in on Robin.
Red, Robin, blue in our chat
room.
What
a positive energy person. And there's her card. And then
she said, woohoo, I'm ready.
Your card, and then there's this one under here that is for her. Okay, I'm ready. The first card is, we're going to try to get through this. I don't know what this is weird. It's Law of Control, card number 5. I am shuffling these things, fanning them out, and I'm just going where I feel like I need to go.
Yeah, but you see, that's
weird how the same cards are coming up.
We've got 45
cards, and there are only 2 versions. They all say the same thing.
Cosmic intersections going on.
All right, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
Ooh, okay, let's go to number 2.
Number 2 is boundaries. Number 6, wife, leadership, paragon, suit. Number 6.
Boundaries.
It's the next one. It's sequential. That's odd.
Wow.
So, I mean, the first one was 5. This is 6, boundaries. This card represents boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
Well, now, to get a full picture of this, we have to go to number 3.
Number 3 is Life Skills Suit, card number 41, communication.
That is interesting.
All right, 41. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the 2 most important relationship traits.
You know, there's a little story in there, and I suspect Robin would be able to relate to it. Law of control, boundaries, and communication. And my sense about this is that it could apply in several different areas. This is just my intuition just popping up here. We're going to leave that with you, Robin. Oh, she wrote in the chat room, goosebumps. So obviously she's relating to it in some way. So we'll just leave you with that, Robin, and we'll just move on to Shirley wanted 3 cards here.
Yeah.
And so.
And we got one more, and I don't know if we'll be able to do any more. So we're doing
here's
next, and this one. Let's move upside down. This one, and I'm going to go over here to this one. Okay. First card is.
Yes.
Number 39, life skills. It's education is the action statement.
Ah, interesting. Education.
Edumacation. 39, paging to it. The guidebook says, continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Wow. We'll just leave Shirley with that. Number 1, the energy as it is, education. Number 2 would be?
Card number 33, preference or principle.
Ooh, good one.
33. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Now, you see, there's a little message here for you, Shirley. What's number 3, Doug?
Number three is card 18, Evolution.
We haven't.
Okay, Evolution. It's in the existential suit. It says, Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
You know, that just says to you, Shirley, you're learning. You're in a learning curve. You got, you know, make sure you, anything that you get involved with, preference, principle, looking at that, and evolution is guaranteed. You're in a big learning curve, so that's really good. So I hope that that helps you in a situation that you're in also. So we have time, I think, for one phone call, Doug?
No, we have it's, one? It's, no? In the, it's in the chat room, so.
Oh, chat room, another one?
This is
one?
For
okay.
Jules.
Ah, all right.
Okay. And we've got this one and these two right here, just like this. All right, first card is wild card number three. It's blocks. Blocks, that's things that block you.
Okay, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, guidebook reads, there is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling with a leap of faith when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required. Remain open.
Okay, so that's the present situation. The unfolding energy is?
Number 29, pay it forward.
We have had that one before tonight. Go ahead.
Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward right now?
Okay, the outcome card.
Third card is number 13, positive consciousness.
Wow, that's a good one. Good, good, good.
And it reads, it is our soul's natural inclination to be positive, therefore positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negatives and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary.
Well, I'm assuming here that one will understand that it's like releasing things, looking at what's in blocking, you know, giving forward, and positive consciousness. Now, that's just self-explanatory. I think that's a wonderful layout of present energy unfolding, and the best possible outcome. That's very encouraging, very positive. This is a great show, and it just went so fast.
I know. And if I could, I would extend it, but they have taken my ability to extend shows on the fly away. So, sorry. But, you know, again.
We'll do this again for sure very soon.
We will. And, you know, these cards are designed to get you thinking, to help you to get through challenges and problems by adding an aspect, something to think about. They're not, you know, they're not magical, they're not mystical, so to speak. They basically are designed to connect with your higher self, you know. So in that way, they're magic. They might be magic for you, but nothing in the other sense of the word. So, you know, hopefully it will help some folks to find their own path. In fact, there's cards in here that talk about, you know, be who you are, walk your own path, and so on and so forth. We're out of time, folks. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week.
Good night.